Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Glorious, Exciting, Good Plan of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
2 Corinthians 4 and 8. 4 and 8. We are troubled on every side and don't know what we're going to do. What? Come on, tell me about the faith, the spirit of faith. How does faith deal with such things? You got trouble on every side. But I'm not distressed. You got any trouble? Yeah, on every side. You look like you're doing okay. Yeah, I'm not distressed at all. How could you be like that? How could you be like that? You must be looking at something else. You must have your eyes on the glorious hope. You must be expecting something a lot better than what you're experiencing currently. You must be. You must be. Keep reading. We are perplexed. You know what perplexed means? You don't know. It's like a cartoon character with a big question mark over his head. You're going, huh? Why did that happen? What's going on? But just because you don't know doesn't mean you have to be depressed. Why did that happen? You go, I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? You're smiling, grinning like a cat. I know. I am not in despair. Yeah, but what happened? I don't know. How can you be happy and you don't know? Because I am. And because I have a hope. You know, so much stuff that people lose their joy. They lose their peace over. Once they get out of here, they think it's the great question of life. And once you get out of your body, you'll probably even forget it. I'm telling you, once you get out of here, you'll think, oh, that, forget about it. I know I wasted 10 years of my life laboring over it, but we waste so much time. People waste so much. It could be having fun. Could be enjoying life. Yeah, but you're educated. So you have to ponder. I'm a thinking man. You're a confused man. And a depressed man. You can be perplexed and not have a clue and still not allow any despair in you. Can you see this? Somebody say, no despair.
No despair.
No distress.
No distress.
No despair.
No despair.
That's got nothing to do with everything being right in your life. He says trouble all around. Perplexed. And yet not distressed and not in despair. Keep reading. Keep reading. What else?
Persecuted.
And so lonely. No. The psalmist said, if my mother and father forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Never alone. Jesus, at his darkest moment, he told him, he said, all of you are going to leave me. He said, yet I am not alone. Because the Father who sent me is with me. And he went with courage to face the darkest time. Cast down, but not destroy. One translation says, knocked down, but not knocked out. Having some fighting background, I can relate to that. I can see myself tangled up in the ropes, blood pouring from my face, being pummeled and looking up and going, I'm winning. I've about got this one won. I'm winning. And how many know that a man like that, a woman like that, God will move heaven and earth if he has to. He will get you out. Are you listening? He will do it because it honors him. When in the midst of all this stuff, you'll look up through your tears, through your temptations, through all the symptoms, and you'll say, I don't care. None of these things move me. They don't. I love God. I trust God. He loves me. And his plan for me is exceeding wonderful. And I'm in it. And I'm coming into the rest of it. And my future is very, very bright. So why should I cry? Why should I lament? Why should I feel sorry for myself? Only if I believed my future's dark. I don't believe that. Keep reading. Romans here. Go back to Romans, I should say. Romans 8. He said, I reckon the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared. Don't even bring them up. Just talk about the glory. It shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation. Now we're into hope big time. Of the creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. That's us. That's us. That's us. For the creation was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope. Because the creation itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. One of these days, this whole thing is going to be changed. There's going to be no more curse. There's not going to be too hot weather or too cold. No thorns. The animals are not going to tear each other apart anymore. All this is going to be changed. And it's connected with you and I being manifested as who and what we are. Man, if this is real to you, you look forward to tomorrow. You're not dreading tomorrow. You're looking forward to tomorrow. We know the whole creation is groaning and travailing in pain together till now. Not only they are it, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit. Even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit the redemption of the body. You know, the Bible calls our current physical condition vile. It does. And it really is. We don't really think so because it's all we've known. It's all we've experienced. But I'm telling you, soon and very soon, our bodies are going to be changed like unto His glorious body. And all the vileness is going to be gone. Woo. Are you looking forward to that? No more aging. No more pain. No more discomfort. Not subject to disease or sickness any longer. We'll have a body that can keep up with our glorified spirit. Won't be anything we can't do. Glory to God. Now, how could you stay depressed if you know that's your future? That's what you're looking at. That's what you're looking towards. He said, now keep reading this, verse 24. This is the revelation many faith people, so-called, have not received. We are saved by hope. Somebody said, I thought we were saved by faith. We are. But if you have faith, it will give you hope. We're saved by hope. If you have this hope, it shows you believe something. It shows you have faith. We're saved by hope. Somebody say it. We're saved by hope.
We're saved by hope.
Listen to the Weiss translation of this. We are saved in the sphere of hope. But hope that has been seen is not hope. For that which a person sees, why does he hope for it? But if that which we do not see, we hope for, through patience, we expectantly wait for it. How many are absolutely, without question, without debate, expecting the Lord Jesus to come back again? You are expecting Him to come. King of kings, Lord of lords, on the great clouds of glory with the sound of the trumpet. Amen. He's coming.
Amen.
How many absolutely are expecting to see the place He's been preparing for you and for I, and to live with Him forever and ever? Because you have that hope, you are saved. Because if you didn't believe Jesus had paid the price for you, you wouldn't have that hope. And having that hope proves you believe. Oh, come on, can you see this? Now, we know that concerning the other side of this life and concerning the ages to come. But friend, that's exactly how it works in this life too. How would we know? You have faith. You are walking by faith. You are living by faith in this life. It's revealed by your expectation. It's revealed by your hope. And the greater revelation you have of the glorious hope, the more excited you will be. And that excitement, even in the midst of bills and symptoms and that nothing can get you down, you're still amazingly excited. Proves you believe something. Proves. Oh, come on, can you see it? Proves you believe something. It takes faith when you've messed up, when you've sinned, when you've come short. Wasted some time, maybe wasted some years. But you still are expecting some amazing things to happen in your life. That shows you believe He's forgiven you of your sins. You believe He's cleansed you from all unrighteousness. You believe He won't hold it against you. He won't mention them to you again. You believe in His grace and mercy. Elsewise, you wouldn't be expecting that. Oh, friends, too many Christians are expecting too little. And it shows a serious lack of faith, doesn't it? Keep reading. We're saved by hope. Saved by hope. Verse 26, likewise the Spirit helps our infirmities. We know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. He that searches the hearts knows what's the mind of the Spirit, because He makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Is that you?
Yes.
Said out loud, everything,
everything
is working out for my good. And God's glory.
And God's glory.
Everything.
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 Yeah. If you say, well, how in the world could this mess work out for my good? Hey, have faith. Have faith. God can take what the enemy meant for evil and destruction, and He's so big and He's so wise, He can turn it around. He can turn it around. He can even turn around your failures and your mistakes. It's amazing how He can do this stuff. But He does have to have something out of you. Faith.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Glorious, Exciting, Good Plan of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.